Masechet Baba Batra Perek Yod Mishnah Dalir. This Mishnah will talk about documents that can only be written with the consent of both parties involved. Mishnah says, En kotvin shitre erusin. You're not allowed to write documents that are written at the time of the halachic engagement. Venisuin and marriage. Ela midat shenehem. Unless you have the consent of both the groom and the bride. The shitre erusin, the document of engagement, talks about the financial agreement made between the bride and the groom's family before the marriage of who's going to provide for what, who's going to take care of what need, and also the ketubah, the document of marriage, the nisuin, the shitre nisuin, the ketubah, which talks about how much the groom has to give to the bride in the event of a divorce or a death. All of these cannot be written unless there are both consent from both parties involved. The groom has to pay for the cost of the sofer to write these documents, even though they're both receiving benefit. The main benefit is received by the groom, and therefore he has to pay for the documents. You're not allowed to write a document that talks about an agreement of sharecropping between two people or a tenant farming agreement unless you have the consent of both the landowner and the renter. A person could rent a field as a sharecropper. That means he's going to give a percentage of his crop to the owner of the field, or a kablanut is the fact that he would pay a fixed amount of produce to the owner every year, regardless of the yield. Both of these parties have a certain obligation that's created between the landowner and the renter, so therefore you need consent from both of them to write this document. V'hamekabel motent sachar, the one who receives the field, the renter, is the one who has to pay for the writing of the document. He's considered to be the main beneficiary of the agreement. En kotvin shitre birurin v'chol ma'ase bedin ela mida'at shenehem. Not allowed to write a document of choosing or any other document of court judgment unless you have the consent of both parties. The shitre birurin talks about when two people are having a machloket, having a fight, and they want to choose a bedin to decide their case for them. The way they would do it is they would each pick one judge each, and then those two judges would decide on a third judge together. This is called Zabla Zeborer Lo Ehad. This one chooses one. They would each choose one, and then the two judges together would choose the third, so that neither one could say that there's any bias going on. The document that's written over here that shows who chose each judge and really sets it in stone so nobody could retract their choice. Also, the Ma'aseh Be'din is the fact that they're going to record their arguments and claims that each person has in court, and they're going to have their arguments so nobody could change their claim later on. Also, the Ma'aseh Be'din are documents that are going to record the verdict. What happens? Who has to transfer money or property to the other person? And who is going to follow the court's judgment? All of that is written down and done in order so that nobody could argue on it, but they have to have both the consent of both people involved in order to write these documents. Ushnehem notin sachad, both of these parties involved pay for the document, and because they both benefit from it. We're talking about here the shtare birurin. To pick the judges, both of them are going to benefit, so therefore they both have to pay for it. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer shenehem kotvin shenayim lazeh la'atzmo ve'lazeh la'atzmo. Says Rabban Shbag that when talking about the Ma'aseh Be'din documents that record all of their claims that they have against the other litigant, he says each person involved over here could say that he doesn't want the other person to know all of his claims and arguments so that he could study them and look into them and plan how he's going to fight them. So therefore, says Rashbag, we write separate documents for each person involved, for each litigant.